He had sensed something coming, some vast change. And that was what he felt now. Yonder it is, he thought. Yonder is my destiny, the end of my life's road. And yet my heart still beats, a little faster than before, it is true. My blood still courses, and no doubt when I bend over to grasp the handles of this becursed cart, my back will groan, and I may pass a little gas. Nothing at all has changed. He waited for the disappointment this thought surely presaged, the letdown. It didn't come. What he felt instead was a queer, soaring brightness that seemed to begin in his mind and then spread to his muscles. For the first time since setting out at mid-morning, thoughts of Oi and Susanna left his mind. He felt free. Patrick lowered the binoculars. When he turned to Roland, his face was excited. He pointed to the black thumb jutting above the horizon and hooted. Yes, Roland said. Someday in some world, some version of you will paint it, along with Lamry, Arthur Eld's horse. That I know, for I've seen the proof. As for now, it's where we must go. Patrick hooted again, then pulled a long face. He put his hands to his temples and swayed his head back and forth like someone who has a terrible headache. Yes, Roland said, I'm afraid too. But there's no help for it. I have to go there. Would you stay here, Patrick? Stay and wait for me? If you would, I'd give you leave to do so. Patrick shook his head at once. And just in case Roland didn't take the point, the mute boy seized his arm in a hard grip. The right hand, the one with which he drew, was like iron. Roland nodded, even tried to smile. Yes, he said, that's fine. Stay with me as long as you like. As long as you understand that in the end I'll have to go on alone.